Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right, it's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And I'm so glad and grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you that you can find our podcast and, of course, our social, and you can find our business mixer is coming up this week, and we'd love to see all of you there. We are almost full, which is amazing. We've got a couple more seats left, but we are good to go. Also, I do want to remind you to download our podcast. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is, happiness is not the absence of problems. It's the ability to deal with them. And really, that's what life is all about. We all have our different journeys, and it's the way that we walk through them. And so again, I am super excited to bring my first guest on. And her name is Kate Donaher, and her book is Unstoppable. First of all, love the name.
Thank you.
And it is the Victoria Woodhull story. This is her first book, so congratulations. And again, yeah, I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008, because Kate has been nice enough to give us a copy to give to one of our listeners. So if this interests you, definitely.
All right, you can do five.
In. Excuse me?
I said you can do five giveaways.
Oh, there we go. We have five lucky winners, and we would love to get them out to you. So definitely call in or text us at 805-419-0008 and just put on there Unstoppable, and we'll get a book out to you to the first five. Again, let's welcome Kate. Kate, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and, of course, how this got started.
Right. I was a teacher most of my life. I taught English in a small women's Catholic college, and then when I left there, I did other fun things. Like I liked acting and writing and playing music, and I had a good time in my retirement. And I started writing screenplays, and actually started this story of Victoria Woodhull, the first woman to ever run for U.S. president in 1872.
Wow.
Jailed on election day. There are many exciting things about her, but I hadn't known anything about her. But as I said, I was a screenwriter, and we were having some fun. My screenwriting partner and I were like, we wrote one screenplay and then another one. And then we said, what else can we write about? His wife suggested, why don't you write about Victoria Woodhull? We're like, who's that? Oh, first woman to run for president. We're like, really? I never heard of that. So we looked into her, found out she had started her own newspaper. She and her sister were the first women stockbrokers on Wall Street. She spoke before a congressional, first person to speak before a congressional committee to petition for women's suffrage. And we're like, what? How do we know? So we got very interested in her.
How did we know about her? Isn't that crazy? So kind of reminds me of something that I just read. And it was like, don't worry about other people. Just have your vision of where you're going in your life, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
That sounded just like her. She didn't like, you know, I mean, yes, obviously there's a lot of literature about her, but it's not like, you know, something that she put herself out there so much, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of literature about her, but some of it you cannot trust what you read on the internet, because when she finally declared her presidency, of course that's when the knives come out. You know, everybody's like, well, who is she? What did she do? Blah 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 blah. The rumors come out, but she fought through them because she did have a vision. She was a kind of what we would call a life coach, you know, today. But that's how she made her living after she had to leave she started it doing this with her first husband, a kind of clairvoyant, a healer, a doctoress, they called them, and basically like a traveling psychologist.
Right.
They would go to town to town, and people needed help.
Support.
After the Civil War, especially. And, you know, there was a great deal of pressure on people, that they had so many losses, you know, and people were trying to find themselves, and everybody was on the move because people had to move from places where they had lived, and towns were gone. So she had a really good sense of the pulse of the country, what women were going through. And she herself had gone through a lot. She was married at 15. Her parents thought this was a good prospect. He was a doctor. Well, he was a doctor, all right. Within a first week, she found out he was also a philanderer and an alcoholic. Yes. And by 16, she had given birth to a severely disabled child. Yes. And by 20, she was, on the encouragement of her sister, doing this kind of work, you know, to earn money. She said, you could do this and earn enough money and, you know, to
get through your
be
life.
Independent.
Yes.
Yes. And so she did that. And she really learned about women and their problems. So not only herself experienced it, but she knew it. And so when she went finally to New York, where they lived, and she continued her work there, but she also thought, there's a suffrage movement. There's people that want the vote. I'm going to work with those people. And she started working with the National Women's Suffrage Association. But she also, going back to your statement of vision, she had a vision for social freedom, not just getting the vote. Women needed to be
seen,
independent.
Heard. Yes.
And
I love
she,
that.
And, yes. So they needed to be independent.
Does this resemble you at all?
I suppose it does. You know, you have to find your way, and what do you have to give to of yourself, and how can you find the best way to do that?
I love that.
And what is your gift, and how can you deliver?
What is your gift? That is so important. Yeah. I think we
and
all
listen
have
to your heart.
She
was very good at listening to her heart. She knew what she had lived through,
right?
And she knew what women had lived through. And she said, I have a vision, and she stuck to it, even though they thought, who is this person? It's not proper for women to be running for president and
Right.
announcing them. Yeah.
And why did she spend the first day in prison on the first
Oh,
election? Talk to us
election
about
day.
that.
That is a very complicated story. There were me basically it's they wanted to bring her down.
Of course.
Yeah, because she knew things about powerful and important men. And they knew that she would not hesitate to tell it because she had intimated, I'm going, because she suffered a lot of persecution. And she's like, okay, it's okay for you want to attack me, but what about the things that you have been doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they knew
How
that she knew things.
long did she stay in jail?
A month, the
Oh my
first time,
gosh, a
an entire
month.
month they kept her in. And then she wrote a letter to the newspaper and said, you may try to keep me here, but let me tell you something. She wrote to the Herald that, a thousand, you can try to crush me and you can try to keep me down, but let me tell you this, that 1,000 Victorias will rise to
Right.
carry on the work that I have started. And
Wow.
she wrote that in the newspaper. And then people were like, wait a minute, this isn't right. She deserves a trial at least, this kind of thing. And
Right.
so then the public started getting behind her in terms of she should be out of jail. But of
Wow.
course, the men who wanted her in jail were going to push for that. And they let her out. And then she got rearrested. They had a kind of charge that was, it was legitimate enough, but it wasn't the real reason why she was
They
arrested,
just wanted to get her out of the,
Yeah. And
yeah.
she suffered many arrests after that. Another 10 arrests.
Oh my gosh, they
Yes,
really
yes.
had it in for her. Let
Yeah.
me ask you, how many women have run for this office since then?
Get this, it's been about 100 that have attempted to run for president. Yeah, you kind of don't believe it when you look it up, but no one has actually gone through the whole thing. But there was a Forbes magazine article that said 100. You
Wow.
go back, and Belva Lockwood was a woman that followed her that ran, and then you have them all the way through. You've got, though they count, if I say 100, you would count people like Amy Klobuchar. She didn't actually run and get on a ticket, but she attempted to run. So you'd have to separate how many people were actually on a party and chosen versus trying to run but not be chosen. Victoria was actually chosen by a party called the Equal Rights Party, and they nominated Frederick Douglass as her running mate. This is what I say about on the internet. You'll hear people talking, and like I heard somebody say, "Oh, she stuck Frederick Douglass on her ticket." She didn't stick Frederick Douglass on her ticket. There was an hour-long discussion about who they should have, and then the night got so late, and they finally said, "We have to adjourn, but this is what we want." They said, "We should have the two groups most lately in bondage, women and blacks," and so they put Victoria Woodhull and Frederick Douglass on the ticket. He declined. He said, I have to support Grant. Grant did so much for my people. And of course I have to support Grant. So he said, thank you, but no, thank you. She had a, you know, so,
Who
a
did
letter
she
from him.
go to next?
They were looking for a labor leader, and they never, it was hard to know who they finally picked. They had another man in mind, and it isn't really clear who they picked, because back then too, you would just write the names on a ticket.
Right,
So you could
right.
write anybody you wanted, people.
Oh, you could just write anybody's name. Let me ask
Yes,
you a
yes.
question. What is the biggest gift that you got from, writing this book and learning about her?
Just the fact that I felt that she had been so maligned all her life, and for the century following, her life is built on, and her reputation, it's like a house of cards, and it just collapses. When people say, oh, she did this, she did that, she didn't care about her family, she was a free lover, she was this, she was that. And what I did in the process of writing this is dispense with those myths. I have a research partner named Mary Shearer. She has a website, victoria-woodhull.com. And there is another group called Woodhull Rising out of Ohio, where Victoria was from, out of the Robbins Hunter Museum. They have this group. So between victoria-woodhull.com and Woodhull Rising, I started to get rid of the myths and go for the truth. And I feel like I have spent many years and I have uncovered a truer story about Victoria than has been written. And actually, I'm so thrilled to say that Mary Gabriel, who was one of the best biographers of Victoria Woodhull, said that my Victoria was the true Victoria, and that she had been incorrectly depicted for a century, but my Victoria is the true Victoria, and she is an inspiration. And I was so thrilled to get that advance praise from a Woodhull biographer.
Right.
So I'm happy that I did that for her.
Yeah, and people. How do we find your information? How do we buy your book? And of course, for our listeners right now, 805-419-0008. If you would like to win one of her books, definitely put Unstoppable. You can text me or you can call in right now. Kate, how do we find you and how do we find your books?
Yes. I have a website, katedanaher.com. If you go on that, you can, it'll take you right to where you can buy and review the book. Don't forget to review if you read. This is my debut novel, so I'm not a known quantity. I need my readers behind me, okay, supporting me. But you can buy it anywhere books are sold, basically. It's at all your favorite bookstores. You can get it on Amazon.com, okay, BarnesandNoble.com.
Perfect.
Bookshop.org.
Kate, this has been amazing. And I thank you so much. And I look forward to having you back.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
I'm
you.
So
Please
happy.
Please download our podcast and share it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
It's a beautiful morning.
Ready for your next unforgettable adventure? Join Kim Pagano and Amphora Travel Planning for an incredible Southwest journey aboard the Canyon Spirit Railroad in April 2027. Travel with friends, make new ones, and experience breathtaking scenery, premium rail service, exceptional dining, comfortable hotels, and visits to two spectacular national parks. It's the perfect opportunity to relax, reconnect, and create memories that will last a lifetime. Whether you're planning this incredible rail vacation or your dream getaway anywhere in the world, Amphora Travel Planning is here to make travel effortless. Life is short. Fill it with unforgettable journeys. Amphora Travel Planning, where unforgettable journeys begin. Text Carol at 805-415-9901. That's 805-415-9901 for all of your travel needs. Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday, receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got Cicely Waters and your FMCSA Director of Communications. And we're really going to talk about learning how military experience helps candidates transition quickly and easily into the trucking workforce, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, about this incredible opportunity.
So at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, we are a mode within the U.S. Department of Transportation, and it is our sole mission to focus on reducing crashes, injuries, and fatalities that involve large trucks and buses. And last week, the President Trump rolled out this great initiative called Freedom Haulers. And what that is an initiative that's really about highlighting the amazing pathways and opportunities that our nation's military veterans have to continue their service. And that is as a commercial truck driver.
I love this. I heard that too. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. And you know, people, I'm just going to share this for our listeners, that there's so many people that have, I even know, I was sitting next to a lady at a luncheon and her husband was killed and she was in the hospital for a year after a huge truck hit her when they were on their way, like Thanksgiving, to, you know, visit their kids. And he wasn't an American citizen. There was nothing they could do. And I think, and then at the same time, it's such a win-win for all of our troops that have come back and risked their lives and they have a direction. correct?
That's right. That's right. And this is
Yeah.
just a great way to help those veterans transition into productive career fields after they hang up the uniform.
So let me ask you, what qualities do veterans bring to the commercial driving workforce? And why are they such a strong, great candidate?
Kim, I'm a veteran myself, served 10 years in the Air Force, and I can tell you that many of my fellow veterans are going to come with inherent qualities that the trucking industry needs and is looking for. And those are things like safety and professionalism, like leadership, accountability. They're going to have experience operating complex equipment and driving heavy trucks. They're going to come ready-made with that experience. And they also have the ability to work independently while completing critical missions. And it's truly a critical mission to make sure that the nation has its goods transported safely from coast to coast and that we have a strong supply chain. And these veterans can transition into
Wow.
positions that can help with that.
There you go. And Cicely, thank you for your service. We really appreciate you and so many of the veterans, you know. How do FMCSA programs, and tell me what that stands for, including the Even Exchange Program to help veterans and transitioning service members earn a CDL more quickly.
So FMCSA is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and we're an element within the U.S. Department of Transportation. And the FMCSA Even Exchange Program allows military veterans who meet specific qualifications to streamline the CDL licensing process. So in participating states, and California is one, veterans can have both their CDL driving skills test as well as that knowledge test waived. And this allows them to truly do an even exchange for their military credentials into a commercial driver's license.
Wow, that's wonderful. And what is the CMVOS grant? And how does that help veterans and military spouses train for a trucking career?
The CMVOST grant program is our Commercial Motor Vehicle Operator Safety Training Program. I know federal government, you know, we love our acronyms, but the CMVOST grant
Yeah.
program is one that's managed by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and we offer federal funding to CDL training programs. Many of these programs are housed in, say, your local community college, but we give these programs funding that they can then use to award scholarships to veterans and their family members, like spouses and children, to pay for that CDL training, which means there would be no out-of-pocket cost to the veteran or their family member.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love that. And for any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us, this is for all the veterans out there to learn how military experience help candidates can transition quickly and easily into the trucking workforce. I love that. I mean, they have a direction now, hopefully, and they can use that. What advice would you give to a service member who is preparing to transition to civilian life and is considering a career in commercial driving?
One, we want them to know that this Even Exchange program is out there. So for those military members who have the right experience, and it's been within 24 months that they have done that job in the military, we want them to seek out the Even Exchange program to make that transition smooth, easy, and direct for them. For our veterans who may not have that experience, but are still interested in careers as a truck driver, take advantage of utilizing your GI Bill to pay for CDL training, or see if your local CDL training programs are a part of our CMVOST grant program, and they may also have funding available to take care of the full cost of your training.
Wow, I love that. Okay, and of course, why is FMCSA highlighting its military driver programs around Hire a Vet Day?
Hey, it seems like the perfect opportunity to one, highlight veterans as great candidates to bring into any career, but also specifically for the trucking industry. We know that we have veterans who already are doing this work, who already have the skill set, and we want to encourage trucking companies to bring those veterans on into their fold. And, I want to shout out our friends over at Warner. Warner Trucking has committed to hiring 1,400 veterans over the next year. And there are several other companies that are doing like initiatives and promoting the wonderful opportunities at their companies to our veterans. So Hire a Veteran Day was just the perfect time to highlight our Freedom Haulers initiative, our Even Exchange program, and to encourage those trucking companies out there to bring our great veterans into their trucking families.
I love this so much. I always think that they work so hard and then they come home and it's so hard for them. This will really help a lot of vets. Question, how can my listeners find out more information about all this?
Please visit freedomhaulers.dot.gov. Again, that's freedomhaulers, haulers spelled HAULERS, .dot.gov.
I love it. Cicely, thank you so much for joining us here. Please share our show with everyone, download our podcast. And again, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Good morning, Salima.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the radio on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I've got Salima Lynn. She's managing partner strategy, M&A, and transformational and thought leader, IBM Consulting. Salima, I'm excited because I think AI is like one of my new best friends, okay, first of all, right? We're going to find out that it's really quickly emerging as a critical growth engine of most of our businesses right now, right?
Exactly, 100%. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And so, talk to us a little bit about as leaders look towards 2030. That's scary. 2030. Oh my gosh. What is the biggest challenge C-suite executives face, and what should they prioritize now to succeed later?
Yeah, so we actually did a study. With the IBM Institute for Business Value, we surveyed more than 2,000 executives on what will drive success for them over the next 4 years. And the biggest challenge that we see there is the following. Most leaders would agree that AI will have a profound impact on their business. Like you said, AI is going to be a best friend for everyone out there. But few can identify what that specific impact will be. And so the biggest challenge is closing that gap between believing in AI's potential and actually turning it into results. And that's the real challenge, this disconnect between expectation and impact. Now,
Okay. So let me go ahead.
no,
Finish,
go ahead.
please. I'm sorry. I was all excited to ask you a question, but go ahead. I want to hear
I
what
was
you
just
had
going
to
to say,
say.
you had asked about what should they prioritize now to succeed later. I would just say three
Please, yes.
things. I would say three things there. One is treat AI as a strategic imperative. Don't make it a side technology initiative, which means reimagine how you do work and how your workflows operate and include AI from the start. Don't patch it into old processes. Second, and this is a tough one, shift from certainty to adaptability. And what I mean by that is more than half of the executives in our survey said it's the speed of making decisions that matters more than waiting for the perfect data. So be adaptable, learn as you go. And then finally, I would say prioritize people because AI is as much about people as it is about technology. And so how you hire, skill, and govern AI will shape whether your workforce can actually take advantage of the technology.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And you know what? I mean, as you're saying that, when I ask it a question, and it gives me the answer like immediately, and you want to almost like, okay, let's go with it. And then you have that, second thought, is this right? Is this wrong? I mean, it just gives you, I mean, the speed behind it is amazing. So I totally agree with you on that. Let me ask you this. How is AI changing the way organizations compete and grow? Because that's, to me, the biggest thing.
Absolutely. And this is where actually it's not just the biggest thing, it's where we're seeing a real shift, right, in how businesses use AI to compete. So, on one hand, Kim, we all know that AI can help you be more efficient, right, and more productive and help companies do things faster and cheaper. But it's not just about that, right? It's about when you do that and you free up cost savings, you use it to create new products, to drive growth, to bring those products to market faster and with a better customer experience. And the way that organizations are doing this is not just by using the same AI models that everyone else uses. I mean, there's a lot of access, as you know. The real competitive advantage and the way companies will grow is using AI that's unique to them. It's built on their distinctive data, their workflows, their intellectual property. And that's what sets them apart because then others can't copy it, right? It becomes unique just to them.
Wow, I love that. You know what? You're so right. The more, it kind of goes back to, you remember when we first came out with computers and you would, get a CRM or whatever, and you're like, oh, this is great. Oh, wait, I have to put all this information in, and it's like there's nothing on there until you put all your information on it. And that's the same thing with AI. It needs to know everything about you, and almost like you have to be totally village, what's the word, just to be able to explain everything about who you are, your business, how it runs, so that it can give you what you need. Do you agree?
Absolutely. The more data and context you give it, the better the output will be. But remember, it's not just about the AI, it's about people. So even when it produces the output, you have to bring judgment to it. You've got to bring creativity, problem solving, ethics to make sure it's being used the right way. So it doesn't work in isolation, it works alongside you and me.
So dig deeper into that one. I love that.
Okay, yeah, sure. So if you think about AI, right, it's the quintessential specialist, right? It can do tasks like produce reports and do analysis at a rate and pace that we can't replicate. But what that means is humans become the orchestrators. We provide the strategy, we make the critical decisions, we provide the context and the ethics. And ensure that that technology is being used responsibly and effectively. And in fact, two-thirds of executives already say that mindset will matter more than specific skills going forward. And by the way, employees are ready. 63% of them say that they're willing to work with an AI agent, and nearly half say that they'd even be comfortable being managed by one. And so, what that means for leaders is that they've got to acknowledge that the nature of work is changing really, really fast. Roles won't be around as long. Skills won't exist at the end of the decade that are today. And so, it's important that we train for new roles and new skills. And as our leaders in companies, they've got to be very clear about where AI informs decisions. And where people remain accountable, and the governance needs to evolve, as that happens and as AI becomes part of our everyday work.
Wow, that really, okay. As AI becomes more deeply embedded in our daily work, what should leaders be thinking about in terms of decision making and skills? I know we talked a little bit about that, but I
Yeah.
mean, are we going to lose, is there going to be people losing their jobs because of it? We need to have it enhance our jobs, not lose our jobs, correct?
Correct. And as everything that we just talked about, all of it signals the fact that the human AI collaboration, it's evolving, right? It's not at the end state there. It's continuing to evolve. And as we embed AI across the enterprise, we need to create a culture where continuous learning is built directly into daily work. Now, your point around, you know, it needs to be, you know, augmenting us, not taking jobs away. I think that debate about AI versus jobs is often framed incorrectly. When we get productivity savings from AI, that drives growth. And when you have growth, it creates new roles, even as routine tasks evolve. And so we've been saying this at IBM for years, that AI is going to transform every job. And the way to think about it, Kim, is new roles will be created, many more will be transformed, and some will transition away. And so what matters is taking the steps to equip the students out there and workers with the skills they need to partner effectively with AI technologies.
Wow. Okay, I like it. And for organizations that are early in their AI journey, what guidance would you share the most that matters?
I would say three things to them, and I think we've touched on them, but to summarize it, I would say speed matters. Don't wait for the perfect clarity. Mm-hmm. Move fast, learn as you grow, and put the right governance and people in place from the start. Second, the real value doesn't come from just adding AI to your existing processes. Actually rethink and reimagine how work gets done. And by the way, that's true whether you're early in the journey or pushing past the experimentation phase. And then finally, and you can imagine this is the most critical, at least from my perspective, is that AI success is ultimately about your workforce. So employees need time. Give them the time, give them the training, support them in building new skills. Make sure it's embedded in their day-to-day work and it's a continuous learning, which is part of your business model.
I love that a lot. Selena, where can my listeners find out more about this? This was really interesting. I'd love to have you back and talk again further, deeper.
I would love to come back. So people can find more of what we talked. It's part of the Enterprise in 2030 study, but there's also a lot of great thought leadership on AI at ibm.com/IBV. ibm.com/IBV. B as in Bob, V as in Victor.
There you go. Well, thanks again. Have a great day. I love this. I learned a little bit more about it. And again, please download our podcast if you missed any part of this. And have a great day. Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Kim. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, and thank you for this such a important topic. And again, I appreciate you being here. Of course, we have, I'm going to call you Robert or Bob, right? Gebbia, CEO of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And of course, suicide is actually the 10th leading cause of death. And that is so scary to hear. And in 2024, we've lost 48,824 lives were lost to suicide, and there were 2.2 million suicide attempts. That is scary. How is this possible? Like, what is going on with these? And again, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, well, my pleasure. Thank you for bringing attention to this. What is, you know, leading cause of death, as you said, and a real public health problem, because every life is precious, and when we lose even one, and now we're talking 48,000 plus, and for every suicide, there's so many people affected who are left behind, you know, family members, friends, classmates, coworkers, and so on. And it affects everyone. There's no barrier. No one's immune. It's, you know, all ages through the lifespan, from youth to older adults. We have suicides, and there's no group that's not affected. Every racial, ethnic, socioeconomic, education level, doesn't matter, because it's really about something going on in our brain. Just the way things go wrong with other parts of our anatomy, our thinking and our judgment can be clouded, and we can become, through a mental health condition, kind of depressed and despondent about life. And so we have to do more to recognize that and get people help so suicide isn't the outcome.
I can't agree more with you. What are some of the warning signs of suicide? I know, well, I'm just going to throw it over to you.
Yeah, so one of the things we recommend is watch for changes in the person. We know the people around us, our family members, our friends, we know what they're like. And when you see something going on that's different, that's a change in mood, maybe they're sleeping too much or not at all. Sometimes increased use of drugs and alcohol can be an indicator that they're self-medicating. Or they're withdrawing.
They just want to hide, right?
They want to hide, yeah. Withdrawing from people and things they love. And so those are things to take seriously. And they may even be talking about wanting to die or not being around or feeling, hopeless or worthless. The most important thing is don't ignore it. And it's okay to talk about it. I think that's the myth. I can't say anything. I may say the wrong thing. You learn what to say, certainly. Language matters, but you can help by even opening it up and saying, I noticed something's going on with you. What's going on? And hopefully they'll open up, and that's the first step towards getting them help. You can even ask if you're worried about them maybe thinking of suicide, to ask, are you thinking of hurting yourself? It's okay to ask that.
Right.
It's not going to put the thought in their head.
Right.
And they may open up again, and then you can get them the help they need.
Right. Talk to us about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Out of the Darkness walks. We actually have them out here, and I've walked in those before. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, thank you for walking. They started in the early 2000s because at the time there was a feeling, and accurately, that suicide wasn't being addressed, that so many people were dying of suicide, and there was very little awareness and discussion of it, more importantly, action to prevent it. So the walks were started. And even then, some of the people said, no one's going to walk. This is different than breast cancer or HIV, and said that. But the opposite was true. Once we started doing the walks, people came out and started talking about this. Today, we have about 375 walks happening all over the country this fall. There are two in the LA area, one in Santa Monica on Saturday, October 10th at Santa Monica Pier. I've walked in that walk. It's a great location, great walk. It starts, check-in starts at 9 a.m. And there's also one on November 7th in Pasadena at Central Park. And that check-in is also 9 a.m. There's a lot of walks throughout the country, as I mentioned. And to find out more about the walks in the LA area, or anywhere in the country, go to afsp.org/walks, afsp.org/walks, or you can just Google
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and for, yeah, there you go. I actually just Googled it. And for our listeners that are really right here in Ventura, they have one on October 17th at the Promenade Park in Ventura. So I definitely want to share that also, and along with the ones that you said in Santa Monica and Pasadena. And really, it's so easy to find where you can walk. You just put your zip code in there, and within 50 miles, you'll find something. So again, for our listeners, definitely put in Saturday, October 17th. That's for Ventura. For Los Angeles area, Saturday, October 10th in Santa Monica. And then for our Pasadena listeners, November 7th. And of course, that is in Central Park. So really nice places to walk for all of them. But not only that, it's such a great cause. That's really what you're walking for. If you've ever lost anybody to this, it's such unanswered questions. And, you just, how could we have helped, right? I mean,
yes,
that's
yes.
What I always of like, did we miss something,
Yeah.
So again, how can we support someone we know who might be struggling?
Yeah, so certainly it's a little bit, like CPR, being educated, what to look for and what to do if someone's having, choking and so on. It's the same idea, really. And to be prepared, to be educated about how you can intervene and help someone, and getting involved in general is helpful to prevent suicide. And there's ways on our website in terms of volunteering, perhaps we have chapters, as I said, in every state and many in California, throughout the state. So finding out how to get involved with your chapter, maybe becoming an advocate, signing up to be an advocate, to advocate for policies and legislation, both at the state level and federal level, that can help prevent suicide. So one of the ways is become educated and informed and in case you need it, but also to become involved in different ways. And obviously help us through contributions if you can, because we are a private foundation supported with donations, and that really helps us to do our research and our education work and our advocacy. So those are all ways. And again, the walks are a great way too. And, you know, the walks are a very safe environment, no judgment. People are supportive of each other. We have people coming and telling their story to strangers because they feel safe and they know that they'll understand, and they have a shared sense of community, you know. And
yeah,
so the walks are really powerful that way, and a great way to get involved.
I love that, Bob. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I so appreciate you sharing this. And you know, it kind of what comes to my mind is, you see something, say something. That really just goes all the way across the board in every avenue, because for us, you know, if you see somebody hurting, you know, you never know what you personally can do to make a difference. And so I think that just it. And I love the language. How did you say that? The language.
Language matters. Yes, it's true. You know, and
language matters. Yeah.
Great guidance on the FSP.org website about how to talk about this with someone.
I love it. I love it. Again, for our listeners, please look up, and can you give where they look up for the nearest walk for them again, please?
Yes. AFSP.org/walks. AFSP.org/walks. And if you can't remember that, just Google AFSP walks, and from there you'll find out about the Out of the Darkness walks and find a walk near you. And we hope people will come out and support the cause and help raise awareness and funds for suicide prevention. It will save lives.
There you go. And Bob, I always love to ask this, you know, how long have you been doing this, first of all?
I've been at it a long time, over 2 decades. and I have to tell you, when I first came to AFSP, people said, why would you do that? It's so depressing. The stigma was
That's
so
what
great.
I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, they encouraged me. These were colleagues and people I cared a lot about, said, why would you do that? And I'm glad I did, because it's been the most rewarding thing, you know, to get involved with this cause. I had lost colleagues through work prior to coming to AFSP, so I knew about it. But since coming, I've lost extended family members, which is a reminder, none of us are immune, and that we all have to do.
Just give me chills. You're so right. You're so right. And, you know, life happens to all of us, and it's how we walk through it. And sometimes people don't know the direction, and they get confused, and they just want out. And that's when we have to really, you know, just be there for people, be there for neighbors, be there. You know, that solitude of being by yourself is not always the best. So,
yeah.
You know, you personally can make a difference. That's really what my show is all about, the brighter side of life, and that we're better together. And so I really just love sharing these kind of, you know, great nonprofits and profits and foundations, because we all make a difference. So I think it's so important. Can you give one, you know?
Yes.
Thank you. And you said language matters. You know, you've been doing this for almost 2 decades. You said, what would be the one thing that you could say to somebody that was going through a really hard time?
I care about you. That's the phrase. You know, I care
about
you.
We need you. Yeah.
And
wow.
Making sure people understand there's people for them. It's not enough. People need treatment too. And care, and treatment works, and people can get well, but it starts with I care about you.
Wow, 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 wow. Okay, I love it again. And give out the website where people can learn more, not only walk, but learn more, maybe be an advocate, maybe be a part of, you know, making a difference in this world. That's what it takes. We all have a special gift. And I just think, you know, if you have that gift and you want to do something more, please reach out to Bob Gebbia.
Yep. So AFSP.org, there's resources, good information about the cause, how you can get involved, AFSP.org.
There you go. All right. Again, thank you so much. Please download our podcast and have a great day. And thank you for what you're doing. You're making a big difference.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we love when you tune in, and we hope that you enjoyed all of our guests. And of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. And today's is a positive mindset brings positive things. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your weekend and enjoy. And I'll talk to you next week.
Ready for your next unforgettable adventure? Join Kim Pagano and Amphora Travel Planning for an incredible Southwest journey aboard the Canyon Spirit Railroad in April 2027. Travel with friends, make new ones, and experience breathtaking scenery, premium rail service, exceptional dining, comfortable hotels, and visits to two spectacular national parks. It's the perfect opportunity to relax, reconnect, and create memories that will last a lifetime. Whether you're planning this incredible rail vacation or your dream getaway anywhere in the world, Amphora Travel Planning is here to make travel effortless. Life is short. Fill it with unforgettable journeys. Amphora Travel Planning, where unforgettable journeys begin. Text Carol at 805-415-9901. That's 805-415-9901 for all of your travel needs.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.